Here's a guy who loves his local food scene, the man behind those toasties, and a wonderful MasterChef appearance to boot, Mr. Tim Bone. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Brett. It's great to be back in the studio, mate. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. And I'll tell you what, you have upsized your logo, my friend. You're wearing a Tim's Toasty shirt.
Yeah.
New artwork on it. I like it.
Yeah, this is a new design from local artist, well-known around Ballarat, Travis Price. So we commissioned him to do our own bespoke label for Tim's Toasties. And yeah, so I mean, no one can see, but it's a me as a toasty, pretty much, isn't it? Little toasty man.
Not pretty much. Yeah, it is. So it's your face on the top of a toasty.
Yeah, he's done such a great job. So yeah, watch this space. Hopefully we'll have some t-shirts and jumpers coming into winter and stubby holders with the logo on it. So a bit of fun.
Nice work from you, Tim. I tell you what, speaking about work, you are going to be hard at it from this weekend.
Yes.
At the Ballarat Begonia Festival. You're going to be selling your toasties for 3 days up there?
Yeah, so I'll be selling my toasties. I'm taking over the Robert Clark Centre, the courtyard out the back
area.
There.
Lovely part
so
of the world.
I'm taking that over this year and teaming up with Kildakin Distillery. So you'd be able to come out the back in the courtyard, sit down, grab a toastie and a gin and sit down in that beautiful courtyard and enjoy some beautiful music. So it should be a really great atmosphere. So I'll be there Saturday, Sunday and Monday. I'm just freaking out just how much work I've got to do in the next few days.
How are you going to cope with the crowds? I mean, Begonia Festival is huge. Everyone's going to want a Tim's Toastie.
Yes. Well, we just have to push through. I've got lots of family and friends to help me out. And, I've put in a bread order for 1816 and it's over 100 loaves of bread for the weekend. So it's going to be a lot of toasties.
Now, you're doing some cooking demos as well?
Yeah, as part of the weekend, doing a couple of cooking demonstrations up on stage. So on Sunday at 11:15, I'll be up there solo doing a toasty demonstration, cooking the Begonia Beauty, which is one of the toasties that I'm going to have for sale over the weekend. But this is everything in this toastie, from the bread to the butter, everything that goes in it is all from Ballarat-based businesses or products. So
fantastic.
The Ballarat Beauty, so obviously 1816 bread, and then it's got a chili scrambled egg in it using...
Chili scrambled egg?
Yeah, using Mr. Jones's Triple C, their crispy chili condiment. That'll go in the eggs. The eggs are from Creswick Open Range.
Yeah.
The cream's from Inglenook, the butter's from Inglenook, and then we've also got some Salt Kitchen bacon in there because you've got bacon and eggs. Come on, you're match made in heaven. Salt Kitchen's beautiful bacon right here in Ballarat. And then some spinach from Wilson's Fruit and Veg, beautiful local business. And it's going to be lots of fun. I really can't wait. So be up there doing that toasty. And then on the Monday at 3 p.m, I'm teaming up or almost versing fellow MasterChef contestant Simon Toohey. We're on the same season together and we're great mates, but he's known for his vegetarian vegan food and I'm the meat guy. So we're having a meat versus veg burger battle, who can create the best burger. And so obviously mine's going to be full of lots of meaty goodness and his might be a little bit more better on the waistline, but it's going to be interesting and we're going to have lots of banter up there and that one's going to be lots of fun, so looking forward to that.
I'm going to wage a bottle of tomato sauce on you, Tim Bone. You will bring home the local lad. Absolutely. That is great. So masterclasses, toasties for sale, battle of the burgers.
Yeah.
And to top it up, you've been busy in your own kitchen, Tim.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of new Tim Bone products.
Yeah, well, I use a lot of products that I make in my toasties, Brett, and I thought, why not jar them up so people can enjoy them at home and buy their jars? So the last couple of days I've been furiously making – my house still smells like onions, but I've been making my own onion jam. So we've jarred that up. So we'll be selling that at the market. And my own Napoli tomato sauce that's versatile, could go on pizzas, pastas, anything like that. So, we're launching them this weekend as well. So, people will be able to buy them and take them home. I'm really, really proud of them. And, it's going to be great.
Toasties and beyond, Tim.
Yeah,
we'll look back out and say, remember it was just a ham and cheese thing we did and now it's onion jam and Napoli sauce and the list goes on.
Yeah, good fun.
Now, Tim Bone, you like to stir up a bit of trouble in this town, don't you?
Well, I don't know about trouble.
I think you do.
I like to get the town talking, let's just say that.
You stirred up a bit of controversy last time with your, was it a pizza list?
My top five pizzas in Ballarat. Yeah. That caused a bit of talking point around the town, which is good. I love that.
It's healthy.
It's good.
Today,
Yes. Pies. Let's do pies, Brett. We all love pies. I mean, yep. And this list is my top five pies in Ballarat. And I want to emphasise that this is my list. I didn't get to taste every pie in Ballarat. Lord knows I tried. I'm about sick of pies, Brett. The last couple of weeks, I've just been going around to all different bakeries trying to source out the best pies. But this is my list, and I've just had a bit of fun with it. And I'd love to hear other people's favourite pies around town because I love a pie and I want to try as many as I can. But this is my list for my top five pies that you can get in Ballarat right now.
So no cash for comment, Tim, either, is
no,
it?
No.
This is you tasting a pie saying that is bloody good and needs to go on the list.
No bakeries are paying me under the table or anything. And I want to emphasise these are just pies. So there's no snag rolls. There's no pasties. These are just classic pies.
Okay.
And I think what makes a great pie is you don't need tomato sauce on them because they're that good. You don't need to cover them with dead horse. So I think, with these ones, I would avoid the sauce because they are good enough just on their own.
Now, to tell you how serious this is, we've even upped the budget on Ballarat today. When we get to number one, we've got a drum roll for you, Tim.
Ooh.
That's never happened before. Unprecedented.
And Brett, you can hear this at home, but I've bought in the number one pie. Brett doesn't know what it is, but I bought in the number one pie for him to sample for his morning tea. So when we reveal that.
You know the way to the heart of this radio host, I tell you.
Got to look after you.
At number five, what do we got?
Number five, Buninyong Bakery.
Okay.
Their pepper steak pie. So specifically their pepper steak pie. It's beautiful. When I think of a pepper steak pie, I want those chunky bits of steak, which that has, and I also want to taste that pepperiness. What good's a pepper steak pie if you don't get that pepper hit?
Agreed.
And you really do with that pepper steak pie from Buninyong Bakery. So that is my number five.
Coming in at number four.
Number four, we're going to Beechworth Bakery.
Mm.
Classic in Ballarat, like traditional, been around forever. But specifically their Ned Kelly pie. The Ned Kelly pie from Beechworth Bakery, it's amazing. I love it because you've got that sort of classic meaty goodness at the bottom, but then they've got a layer of bacon and egg and cheese on top. So it covers all the bases. Great for brekkie. And Ned Kelly pie, that's been my favourite for a little while, the Ned Kelly.
Does your doctor know you've been trying all these pies?
I know. I need to get back to the gym, Brett, after all these pies.
Coming in at number three, Tim Bone.
Number three, we're going to a place called Aussie Oggie. They've got their own shop in Ballarat North, but they also do a lot of the markets around Ballarat as well. And their prawn and scallop pie is amazing. It reminds me of the scallop pies that you get in Hobart at the Salamanca Market, which they're renowned for. Mm-hmm. But we can get one right here. Yeah, the prawn and scallop pie. It's great. Kieran, who runs Aussie Oggies, a fantastic bloke. And it's just got that beautiful mix, something a little bit different that you might not normally have in a pie. But next time you're up there in Ballarat North or at the markets, definitely give the prawn and scallop pie. You won't regret it.
In at number two.
Number two. All right, we're getting down to the pointy end now, Brett. Now, this one's just a couple of doors up from the studio here, but Evans Bakehouse.
I've sampled them. They go okay.
Yes, but specifically just their classic beef pie. I had to just have a classic beef pie on the list, and theirs just reminds me of like your childhood when you get those pies from the canteen or something, and they've just got that beautiful mix of meat, but good quality meat and flaky pastry. So their classic beef pie is my number two, right up there from Evans Bakehouse, just a couple of doors up on Lydiard Street here.
And
okay,
coming in.
Ooh.
At number one, the number one pie, the very best pie in Ballarat, according to Tim Bone, in brackets, is
1816 Bakehouse. Their brisket pie is my number one pie in Ballarat. Now, this brisket is smoked from a guy called Justin, who's got his own business on the side called Rebellion Barbecue. So he smokes his own briskets.
Wow.
And then the bakery buys the brisket from him, and then they turn it into this magnificent pie mix to go into their pies. And, I love 1816. Obviously, that's where I get my bread from, my toasties, but their pie game is really great as well. I know Darren, one of the bakers at the bakery, these pies are his babies, and I know he's super proud of them, and he should be because, the brisket pie Well, imagine when you've got slow cooked brisket and then that flaky pastry. It's, yeah, definitely my number one pie, and I can't get enough of it. And Brett, this is it here. Have a look, mate.
You are absolutely my favourite.
have a smell. Have a smell.
Here we go.
And that's really peppery as well, and I love that real peppery goodness that you get from a pie. So brisket pie, guys, Ballarat, that is my number one pie.
Number one with a blob of tomato sauce is the 1816 Bakehouse, although you'll probably correct me there, Tim. Doesn't need sauce on that one.
It's good just by itself.
There we go. Who has Tim Bone left off? I'm sure you can hit him up on his socials to tell him.
I'd love to hear. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if there's any that I've missed or any hidden gems out there, I'd love to hear from you and try them out.
In my never-ending quest to fatten you up, I reckon we do fish and chips next time. What do you reckon?
Fish and chips? Well, that's something that I've been wondering about, Brett, because I kind of struggle to know where to go in Ballarat for really great fish and chips.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that might be my next journey. And if there's anyone out there that...
we can get some input first.
Yeah, I'd love some input about the best fish and chips in Ballarat, and maybe next month we can come back and, come up with a definitive list.
Tim Bone, love your work. Good luck at the Begonia Festival and particularly the Begonia Beauty, and I hope you give Simon a bit of a whacking in the burger off as well.
Let's hope so. Thanks, guys. We'll see you up there.